Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I read through the scripture and I got to that last line and I had to go back and read the scripture over again. And I realized that Paul here is giving us a wonderful litany of many wonderful things that we can do as Christians. Whether it be to return to someone who tries to steal from us something of our own, whether it be to try and be the better person. I think it can all be summed up with something I heard someone say, and I'm not sure where it comes from, but they said, hate the sin, hate evil, but love the sinner. The person who does you wrong often is hurting more than you are. Jesus hung on the cross, and yet he blessed the people who had nailed him there, saying, they know not what they do. I don't know that I could do that. I know that we sometimes don't do that. We don't bless those who hurt us. We don't try and do good to those who do bad to us. We don't love those who hate us, nor do we treat well those who don't seem to be living right. It's easier to look down our nose at those who are not doing so well and think that they've made bad decisions and aren't good people. It's easier to think that we should get even when somebody does us wrong. It's easy to hate people who hate us and to hurt people who hurt us and to be angry at people who are angry with us. But when we do that, we don't do God's work. Whose work do we do? We do evil. Even though the evil was done to us first. How many of you have kids? How many have told your kids, just because Johnny did it to you first doesn't mean it's okay for you to do it back? He did it to me first, mommy. We've all heard that. And we try and teach kids that it's not okay just if you get hit, you hit back harder. See, the devil does not need to make us do what he wants us to do. All he needs to do is make us do what we want to do. Because it's normal and human for us to want to get even. It's normal and human for us to want to repay anger with anger, hatred with hatred, hurt with hurt. That's how the world works. That's not how his world works. We cannot defeat evil with more evil. We cannot defeat anger with more anger, or hatred with more hatred, or hurt with more hurt. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and we have a blind and toothless world. It's only when we can step back, step up, and be the better person and return good for evil that we make the world a better place. More like that kingdom which we hope to achieve at the end of time. More like that heavenly place. More like that Eden where we started. More like that paradise that we seek. I found it easiest to explain to my clients when I was working in drug treatment why they should follow the rules, why they should do the right thing, why they should try and be the better person, by simply telling them, if you want the world to be a better place, make yourself a better person. If I do something that's better than I would have done, then I've made the world a better place by that little much. If I try and be the better person, then I make the world better by doing better. And if I do better, then someone might actually look at me and go, wow, what a good idea. Maybe I should do better. You've seen those ads on TV. I don't even remember what the thing is that they're advertising. But one person sees somebody do a good deed, and then they go do a deed to somebody else, and they do a good deed to somebody else, and they do a good deed to somebody else, and by the time you get around to it, somebody's doing a good deed to the person who started out the whole thing. Comes around, goes around. What do you want? You want people to treat you with respect. You want people to love you. You want people to care about you. You want people to be nice to you. You want people to... Sure we do. Then why don't we do that? Why are we short-tempered? Why are we angry? Why are we irritable? Why are we... When that's not how we want to be treated. That's not how we want to be dealt with. That's not what we want people to look at us like. Why do we look at our nose, down our nose at someone who has less than we do, when people who have more than we do, we don't want them looking down their nose at us? Well, I'm doing the best I can with what I got. Well, maybe they're doing the best they can with what they got. God loves us just as we are. And He offers us His forgiveness for what we do. And we often do the wrong thing. We're human, after all. If we were perfect, we wouldn't need God. If we were perfect, we would be angels. Angels are pre-programmed to do the right thing all the time. They don't have a choice. God says go, they go. God says come, they come. God says kill, they kill. God says, you know, it's not their choice. We have a choice. Every moment, we have a choice. To come to church or stay home. To be nice to the clerk or be angry. To be gentle with the person or be mean. To be comforting or to not care. To turn away or to turn back. To offer a helping hand or to be off without helping. No, we don't get it right all the time. If we got it right all the time, it wouldn't matter. It's in our humanity that God shows His power in allowing us, in helping us, in showing us, in educating us, in giving us that opportunity and loving us when we do the right thing. He loves us anyway. He tries to bless us and we turn away and do the wrong thing. Devil's got the easiest job in the world. All he has to do is get us to do the things that we want to do, because what we want to do is selfish and self-centered and narrow-minded and mean. Well, not all the time, but some of the time. We're human. That's who we are. That's what we do. The devil doesn't get busy until we start getting good. When we start doing the good stuff, when we start doing some of these things that Paul suggests, loving one another with mutual affection, trying to outdo one another in showing honor, not lagging in zeal, but being ardent in spirit to serve the Lord, rejoicing in hope, being patient in suffering, persevering in prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, and extending hospitality to strangers. Those are people we don't know. Maybe even people we don't like. Maybe even people who are strange. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, stuck up, but associate with the lowly, the poor, the folks who don't smell good, the folks who don't dress up, the folks who don't have anything, the folks who are hungry. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For doing this, you will be heaping burning coals on their heads. Do not overcome evil with evil. Overcome evil with good. Overcome evil with good. If you want to know how to overcome evil with evil, people are out there trying to do it all the time, and they're just making the world a worse place. We as the church have a responsibility to try and do a little better. Overcome evil with good. Do the better thing. Be the better person. Take the higher road. Take a moment to listen. Offer a hand. Offer a word of hope. Offer a hug, if it's appropriate. What a world we live in. And no, it won't work out. No, people won't always get it. No, it won't change people's lives all the time. But once in a while, it might. Sometimes you actually get to hear the person come back to you and say, "Thank you, you changed my life. Thank you, what you did made a difference. Thank you, I'm here now because you helped me take that next step that brought me to this new job, brought me to this new life, brought me to this new relationship, brought me to this new faith, brought me to this new idea, brought me to this new understanding." But most of the time, we don't. We just have to take it on faith that, you know, some of us sow, some of us reap. We don't get to hear all the results of all we do, but if we're doing the right thing, if we're trying to be the better person, if we're trying to help people, it's helping make the world a better place. I would like to live in heaven. I would like to not have to get there the hard way, but I don't have a choice. There's only one way to get there, but I'd like to make this world, as hard as it is, a little better, so that we can all do a little better. What if instead of competing to get more, to do more, to have more, we competed to give more? What if instead of competing to see how hard we could hit people, to see how much we could love people? I had a young man in one of the programs I worked with who always wanted to be the best at whatever he did. And I said, "Well, how about being the best at being kind and considerate?" Ooh, he didn't like that. He didn't like that at all. His idea of being the best was getting there first, being first in line, getting the most, having... Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. That's the way of the world. When I challenged him to be the best at being a better person, he didn't like that. We don't like that. What we do like is when other people do that to us. Doesn't have to be big. Doesn't have to be all the time. Doesn't have to be a lot. But Paul is saying, if we are the church, who else is there out there who's going to try and make a better world? God loved us. He gave His only Son to die, to suffer, that we might have life, that we might have forgiveness, that we might have the opportunity to get back in His good graces. A gift, free, for nothing, just as we are. Smelly, dirty, frustrated, irritated, bad-tempered, just as we are. And all He asks is for us to share that in whatever way we can, at whatever time we can. That's why we have advanced specials to help people we'll never meet. That's why we have programs to reach out to people we'll never see. That's why we have a pew full of school supplies back there to help children that will never come sing in our choir. Oh, don't have a choir. That's okay. Because that might make a difference. It will make a difference right here. Because I'll feel good about helping somebody. Whether I ever find out who it was I helped or how it helped them. Make me a better person. Make me a better person, Lord. And the world will be a better place. Amen.